This message comes from 10 Things That Scare Me sponsor, BetterHelp. What's the right amount of socializing for you? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need more alone time. Therapy can help you figure out your boundaries, how to recharge, and your social sweet spot, so you can build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. Try therapy with BetterHelp. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Visit BetterHelp.com/10things today to get 10% off your first month.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
I am absolutely horrified of monkeys. I had a dream when I was like maybe 7 years old that one pulled me off of a boat and bit my hand, and it was just after I learned what rabies was. And I was so scared that this monkey had given me rabies that I've had this like everlasting fear afterwards that like whenever I see a monkey, I'm just like terrified. I'm really scared of ground bees. The thought of walking through my yard and stepping on a patch of dirt that's a beehive or a bee nest or whatever they live in is really freaky. Two-way streets with no median are around me all the time, and I hate them. They're the scariest things in the whole wide world because anybody could cross into the wrong lane and then just totally, like, take out my Prius. I don't like cars. I'm really scared of developing allergies. I've worked in restaurants before where people have developed allergies in their later years and they can't eat eggs. What are you supposed to eat if you can't eat eggs? I'm scared of being alone. Being alone sucks. Like, I don't like to be alone at night, and I don't like to be alone during the daytime. I don't like to be alone for a long time. I would just rather be around people, like, every second. Disappointing my dad is really scary, because he gets this, like, look in his eyes. It's kind of like a sad puppy. And my dad is, like, a great guy. Like, my favorite person in the whole entire universe. And I'd never, ever want to make him sad. Loving someone more than they love you is also really scary. That feeling sucks a lot. Public places are the worst. Now I don't feel safe whenever I go out because, like, you see, like, all of these mass shootings happening, and it just feels like it could happen anywhere, and, like, you're never actually safe from that, from other people. I have a little brother and he drinks a lot. That really scares me. I don't want him to, like, drink and drive, for him to get alcohol poisoning, for anything bad to happen about him. And I'm really scared of taking on the personalities of other people. Like, who am I, and is what I am a result of the people around me? It's kind of like Anne on that show Parks and Recreation, how, like, when she's dating Andy, she wears flannel, and then she starts dating Chris, and then she just jogs all the time, and she gets really into exercise. Like, am I like that? I don't want to be like that. That really scares me. My name is Molly from AO Maryland, and these are 10 things that scare me.
Molly is a listener who called into us from Maryland. Unlike Molly, I actually like being alone. I like being alone for a long time. I like being alone in the daytime. And I like being alone at night. The 10 Things team includes Amy Pearl, Daniel Guimet, Odelia Rubin, Sarah Sandbach, Emily Botine, and Paula Schumann. Music and sound design by Isaac Jones. You know what scares me? That I'm gonna wake up and this will all have been a dream. What are you scared of? Tell us at 10thingspodcast.org.